Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
Locked On Wolves Podcast, take one.
I don't even know how to begin something like that. Like, where do I even begin, and how do I even just start to explain?
Just think back to either Don't Ditch It, Fix It, or My Apartment.
Those were good times, huh?
Because that's what we're doing right now. The only difference
is we're in my
apartment. We're in your apartment now.
What's the Mitch Hedberg line? We have severely improved our predicament.
And then, by choice, decided to take a few steps back just for fun.
Yeah, we don't even know if this take is going to work because of the music that's playing in the background. And will Audacity continue to record if I turn the volume to a mute? I'm not sure.
Let's find out.
My name is Zachary Bennett, and this is the Locked On Wolves podcast. And yes, indeed, Tim Fakeless, Sporting News. No, not Sporting News. That's another thing that's changed.
That was a long time ago.
Gone from Sporting News to City Pages, in addition to the stuff you do at A Wolf Among Wolves. His name is Tim Fakeless, and we are in my living room. We're about 29th in University, 18 blocks from where the studio is, where we usually record this production.
Close enough.
but not close enough to venture there at 11 after a Minnesota Timberwolves victory. So we genuinely apologize for the quality, but what we lack there, we'll attempt to make up in content.
Boom! Just think about it like you listen to a band, you hear all their glossy studio album nonsense.
Listen to you. The music writer. Continue. I love it. I love every minute of it.
This is the scrubby, gross demo recording that not many people listen to.
In 10 years, the hipsters
will this is going to be the one like, that the hipsters are like, man, remember when Zach and Tim weren't even all that, and like, now they're on top of the world? I remember listening to their post game after Wolves Suns in 2017. That's what this is.
Yeah, the Wolves stage off the Suns and fend off the Suns and win 112-111. Andrew Wiggins leading the way with 31 points. Karl-Anthony Towns. There are a lot of people right now who say the Timberwolves offense should run through him, especially in that late game situation. But when you have Wiggins make the game winner, I think it's a topic certainly worthy of discussion.
Well, you can argue that at least one of the last possessions in the game, they did go through Towns, but the shot ended up being Wiggins' shot because Towns got the ball in the paint. I think Rubio was the point man at that point. Towns got the ball, got double teamed, kicked it up to
Levine, I believe. Made the right decision out of a double team?
Yeah, he's doing that lately. I wrote about that in A Wolf Among Wolves. Threw it over to Levine, who I think threw it back over to Rubio, who then hit a wide open Andrew Wiggins for a three-pointer who had something like, 14, 16 points in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I have no idea because I would usually have the box score pulled up on my computer, but instead, we're recording this from my laptop in my apartment.
What are you saying, Zach?
I can't add my usual filler statistics that make me sound like an actual podcast host, I guess, is what you say, if that's what they actually do.
Well, the funny thing is I do have my computer in front of me, and I still don't have that stat.
Look at me. Yeah, Rubio finishes with 14, too. You said it. Matt Moore interacted with you on the Twitter. He's played well lately, albeit hasn't shot the ball at, above average clip.
Yeah.
39% or something like that.
39% shooting, 1 of 15 from 3-point.
In the last how many games?
Just through January, so.
And that was in, like, the third quarter.
A substantial period of time, and he was 1 for 1 for 3, so now he's 2 for 16 from 3-point land. Still not good. But shot 4 of 8, albeit I think he missed his last 3 shots. 14 points, 10 assists. Gorgui Jang, 8 of 11. I thought it was a quiet 8 of 11 for 16 and 9. And a team best plus 12. Weirdest thing about Wiggins, which I'm very happy none of Wolves Twitter, from what I've seen, or NBA Twitter in general, has made to point out.
Like, he wasn't about you will here right now he, in my apartment.
He was on the neutral on the plus minus.
Oh, Wiggins was?
Not plus, not minus, just 0 when he was on the floor. Obviously, they wouldn't have won if he was out there. But
Zach LaVine, another weird negative stat. Game, plus minus?
No, he was a plus 4. Rubio was a minus 2. Well, get this.
Shabazz Muhammad.
Well, yeah.
Give it to me.
Well, Shabazz was minus 7.
Oh, wow.
Who Shabazz Muhammad off the bench, 6 of 9 for 16 points. I think he had all 16 in the first half or something close to that.
Yeah, he made his first, like, 6 or 7.
The weird one, Chris Dunn, 2 points, 5 turnovers, 2 assists, 1 of 7 shooting, 0 of 3 from deep, plus 3.
Did you call it his worst game ever in that chair?
I definitely called it his worst game ever. Bad passes, didn't shoot particularly well. I think it was you, since we're quoting each other, that at one point said that you have yet to see Chris Dunn take a shot and think, that one's going in, or I feel good about that one.
That's
correct?
I think it's a fair opinion, yeah.
Or jump shot specifically.
It's genuinely how I feel. I mean, sometimes it goes in, sometimes it bricks really badly.
Really, really badly.
That's what the eye test tells me. There's always questions as to why Rubio is on the floor if he's not bringing it up in late-game situations, because defenses just tend to sag off him. But they used him to set screens for Wiggins to try to get the smaller defender isolated against Wiggins. I thought it was a good strategy, although the better one would have been running it through Towns.
Yeah, you could definitely argue that. There was a weird – not weird, because it's been happening a lot lately. There was a play when Wiggins was the primary ball handler. Rubio sat in the corner, and we talked about how Rubio's been setting screens on those plays.
Yeah.
He didn't. He stood in the corner, and they left him wide open.
Sure did.
And they did not throw him the ball. I think Wiggins got fouled in Derek Williams' little free throws, if I recall correctly.
Will you explain what Derek Williams in free throws is?
Because sure.
It's a really niche thing.
I think it's a term coined by Andy G of Punch Drunk Wolves.
I know that much.
It's a great term. Basically, Derek Williams has a history, or had a history, during his time with the Wolves, of making 1 of 2 free throws, and that was always the second of the 2 that he would make. He always missed the first one. Obviously, he's not a 50% free throw shooter. I would imagine he's something like 70%.
But as a self-loathing Wolves fan with Derek Williams,
at any rate, he is known for making 1 of 2, the latter of the 2 always being the 1 to go in. So that's the story.
Got it. Yeah, free throw shooting has not been a strong point for the Wolves.
No.
They were 15 of 20 at one point. They are among the bottom 10 in the league. Last check, which was earlier today, in free throws accuracy, like in terms of percentages. But I know they get to the line at a high rate, so.
Yeah.
That's a positive thing.
Can we get to the point where we can...
This is hilarious.
Calm.
I'm sorry.
Whole thing?
I hope the listeners don't hear the laundry going in my living room.
I wasn't going to say.
As somebody who spends a lot of time and values work done in post-production, this is my nightmare right now.
You did not have to say that.
I would pull the clip up that says this is my nightmare, but I'm in my apartment. There was,
To be fair, the Wolves... Sorry, I'm totally cutting you off.
No, this is supposed to be a Wolves podcast.
Just from the total scrubbiness that is this podcast.
No, it's a nice it's a nice apartment, okay?
I'm talking about the podcast. The apartment's great. It's nicer than mine, probably.
The pod is garb, you're saying?
I'm saying the quality is garbage.
Oh, it hurts me.
But that's part of the fun.
All right, oh, I agree. I totally agree.
Wolves.
They won 3 in a row for the second time this season.
On the free throw topic first.
Oh, okay.
They're 10th in the league.
That's how we go.
Whatever it's worth. Tied for 9th.
Made or accuracy?
Accuracy.
Oh, wow. So
78.7% tied with New York.
Damn.
Just 0.3 behind Brooklyn for number 8. San Antonio's first.
I wonder
free throw percentage is a weird stat with weird teams in the top 10.
Well, I clearly was way off base, and I don't know what I was looking at earlier. But I wish you could do splits, because...
it definitely feels like Wiggins has struggled at the line. There was the other night when Tyus, Chris, and Wiggins yep. all missed. They all derricked a set of free throws
nice.
Late in the game.
Yeah. I think they all derricked it exactly.
That
yeah.
was quick comprehension and application. Give me some cred there.
A plus for you.
So they went 3 in a row. They come back and they play who on Thursday? I had it.
This
earlier.
Last Thursday?
No, they come here and play
oh, God.
At home.
We're good reporters.
Do, 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 do.
The Timberwolves play the Indiana Pacers on Thursday.
We'll call. Oh, that's on the road? So they're
at home.
Oh, okay.
At home. Pacers at Timberwolves.
Oh, okay. All right. That's sort of, okay. So that's winnable. I mean, it's a stretch of winnable games
Wait.
Coming up.
Yeah, it's at the target.
It was pretty important that they got the win over the Suns, though. And frankly, didn't think they were going to pull it off.
No. They. We were talking about who was more likely to, we're going to use another term. I don't know. Who. I think everyone in the world has coined this term. Wolvesing it?
Yeah.
Were the Wolves going to Wolves it or were the Suns going to Suns it?
It could mean a number of things, but yeah, everybody understands what Wolvesing away a game would look like. And what was the quote by Tibbs that we heard on the post game?
Oh, it was Jerry Zagota basically said, you went from rage to calm in a matter of seconds, or rage to joy, and Tibbs is like, yeah, just another game.
Said it with a chuckle.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. What other talking points do we need to hammer home?
Have you
no Brandon Rush again?
Yeah, yeah.
Which pisses me off more than...
Oh, I've gotten on this.
It does others.
I've gotten on my soapbox about the no Brandon Rush thing a few times.
You
could make the argument that...
Shabazz is playing fine. Played well tonight. He was in
Oh, yeah. I mean, we can talk about that, because during the game, you were pretty critical of Shabazz, who at the time was playing pretty well. Over the last month, has been playing pretty well. But as I said to you earlier, which I shouldn't have done, because as we always say, we are supposed to save it for the pod.
Yeah, that's
so that's
true.
My bad.
That's another niche joke.
Shabazz is playing well enough that I forgive him right now, but my just
well,
general
it's not
knowledge
his fault he's playing.
Of his, well, it's my general knowledge of his playing history suggests that I'm going to be very frustrated with him very soon. So
fair enough.
Do you trade him while he's hot?
I don't.
Do you
think.
Just trade him in general? I don't have an answer for that, but I'm happy with how he's playing right now. We could talk about how...
We don't predict trades on this pod, by the way.
Like, propose... No, I'm
no
just...
like we never. It's a pod rule.
I'm...
We've never once done it on any pod. We've
done
a lot of pods.
I'm not suggesting that.
No, I know you're not. I'm just making a funny
I don't
point.
Know. We don't have anyone
it's
here
already,
to sorry. Propose Boston Celtics trades that Bill Simmons put on
oh,
the ringer.
Shouts.
Love you, Tom.
Shouts to Tom Schreier.
We can talk about how Tyus Jones did not get in the game despite Chris Dunn's...
Yeah, it's kind of like Brandon Rush. Same realm.
Right, but Shabazz Muhammad, 6 of 9, 16 points. You can make the case that Shabazz
Wait,
earned
did you
his
say
minutes.
6 of 9?
Yeah. Nice. Thanks. Although, to your point, small ball 4 is a thing that Brandon Rush can do, and I think Shabazz Muhammad in certain spots can do.
Yeah, that's been a... Britt Robson has been a big proprietor of that.
Nemanja Bjelica, 0 for 4.
Yeah, he might,
0 points, minus 6, 2 fouls. He did nothing in this game.
Yeah. What'd you say the other night? He might just be bad.
I'm not ready to just proclaim him as bad. I'm concerned
but he might
that
be.
He might just not be good. In NBA terms, of course. If my dad hears this, you don't understand. And all NBA players are good. I know all NBA players are very good.
I can't recall any indecision from him lately, though. Seems
I just
to be
think
attacking.
Shots aren't going in.
No, he's not. His three is like near 30%. It's closer to 30 than it is 40.
Right. Yeah.
But I think
this season he's 30.3%
yeah,
deep.
See,
not good.
He's attacked closeouts well lately, I think, and he's gotten some easy points in the lane. He threw a nice pass the other night at the Denver game.
That is true. He's hitting.
That's the eye test. I can look that up.
I feel like he's making more shots on the run towards the paint
he's
lately than he is making three-pointers. In January, he's shooting a season-worst 20% for deep. He was shooting 34% before that. But his field goal percentage overall is at in January is 46%, which is better than any other month he's had this year.
I might have to...
That's bizarre.
I might have to look at the tracking or whatever the... You know, the shooting zone splits on
mm-hmm.
the media site, that might be worth it. I honestly, frankly, haven't read too much about the acquiring of the Iowa Energy. Have you?
I just got a press release. I think it's cool.
Pull it up. I'm gonna talk to Chris Reichert, who is like the most D-League guy of D-League guys.
We should consider having him on.
We can have him on Sunday. Yeah, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
I gotta get him on the horn tomorrow because he knows. Woj follows that dude.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Props to Chris. Dang.
But he knows everything about the D-League, so I've been waiting. Here's the press
release. Well, Minnesota Timberwolves owner Glenn Taylor and the NBA Development League today announced a letter of intent from Taylor to pursue majority ownership in the NBA D-League's Iowa Energy.
Oh, wow.
Subject to finalization and the NBA D-League approval of the transaction, Minnesota would become the 18th team to own and operate a D-League affiliate.
So if I'm interpreting that correctly, an offer or a bid has been made or paperwork has been filed because Glenn has made a purchase.
Right. Or, yeah, the deal has been agreed upon.
Pending approval was what the key.
From what I understand, the Energy was paired, singular, with the Memphis Grizzlies. And I think Chris Reichert mentioned this either to us on the podcast or just maybe to me on Twitter. I don't remember. But their partnership is coming to an end at the end of the season. And
Miami Heat is Sioux Falls. Iowa Energy is Memphis Grizzlies.
Right. The Memphis and Iowa partnership is ending this year. Geographically, it makes sense for the Wolves to take them. I'm assuming the Grizzlies are cool with that. I wonder if the Grizzlies have plans to make the D-League team, Nashville D-League team.
Louisville.
Yeah, that would make a lot. Louisville would make a lot of sense.
That was a really short, it was like 2 years, wasn't it? The Grizzlies own the Energy?
Yeah. Because
if you remember, that's where they sent Shabazz Muhammad in his rookie season.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and then Memphis purchased him. So they didn't have him for all that long.
I can tell you that when I didn't break the news on Twitter. I tweeted the news. Jed Kaplan, owner of the Iowa Energy, liked my tweet. I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, we're happy for you.
Yeah, I deserved that. There's another inside joke.
No, we're happy for you. Might be well known by that. By now.
Yeah, fair enough.
To the contingent.
He's not sincere, for those of you that don't know it, and I deserve it.
What else do we need to talk about? Towns blowing up lately, making
good. He's been real good. Oh, here's one.
Oh, here we go.
And we can talk about it in more detail on Sunday, because we don't need to get into an 8 million minute conversation.
Well, no.
Does Carl Anthony Towns deserve to be an all-star?
I don't think so,
You said no.
I don't think he... I know.
Zach Bennett, why?
Because he doesn't play good defense. And I know it doesn't matter for an all-star game. And it would be good for the game and the brand to have Carl Anthony Towns, a glowing personality, a great story, first overall pick. We already talk about him as if he's a Hall of Famer. Sure. Yeah, it would add to the theatrics of the all-star game. And he would probably do some cool stuff. But maybe hold him back a year and inspire him to do that much better and become that much of a better player. How's that for romanticizing the idea?
That's nice.
But I don't. I mean, Boogie Cousins is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
I know they don't have centers anymore, and they just have so many.
They have backcourt and frontcourt,
which might hurt counts.
And you need, let's see. So there's two backcourt and three frontcourt, right? And then three wild cards of any position.
So they only bring eight per side.
Right, so 13-man rosters.
Huh.
So, I'm on USA Today. Sam Amick, is that how you pronounce his last name?
I hope so, because that's how I've been saying it.
Russell Westbrook, Klay Thompson, Boogie Cousins, Marc Gasol, Draymond Green, Gordon Hayward, Rudy Gobert. Does Rudy Gobert, who is a great defensive player, deserve it more than Towns, who is a great offensive player? Just for example.
It's such a subjective question.
Right? It is.
I mean,
Jeff Zilgit, also with USA Today. I'm just on USA Today's website. Has the exact same backcourt, frontcourt.
Say the names again.
Westbrook, Thompson, Boogie, Mark, Gasol, Hayward, Draymond, and Rudy Gobert. It's between
Rudy Gobert.
To me, it's
Towns.
Between Towns and Gobert.
Yeah,
for sure.
I agree. I would argue that Utah defensively with Gobert on the court and just in general is a much better defensive team, and it isn't close. You could argue that the impact Gobert has on a very good defense is greater than the impact Towns has in any way.
Fair.
Although he is playing well lately. I just don't know how much is negated by his suspect defensive play.
Yeah.
But let's be real. I mean, the better All-Star game, I think, would be the one with Karl Anthony Towns in it over Gobert. Like, Gobert might block a few shots, and we'd be happy for him.
Right.
But Towns will do, like, fun, exciting shit, and he'll probably dribble through his legs, up the floor. Point Towns will be a thing on Twitter for a little while. And it would just be a much better game. But maybe, you know, don't mean to be all get off my lawn, but earn your stripes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And I can tell you, I've now looked at Mark Stein's list and Andrew Lynch of Fox Sports, Hardwood Paroxysm alum.
A good dude.
He's a good man. Same exact reserve list for all of them.
Really?
That's Westbrook. Well, this Lynch has Chris Paul, but then the first snub off is Klay Thompson, and Chris Paul's hurt and won't play, most likely. Boogie, Draymond, Marc Gasol, Rudy Gobert, Gordon Hayward.
Oh, well.
So everyone's picking this crew. It's, at this point, I mean, just based on that alone, it wouldn't shock me if that's what happened. But coaches pick the reserves, right? Or is it the
I have no idea.
I can't remember now.
I don't, frankly, I don't always tune in on All-Star Weekend.
Oh, man, I always do.
It's good to get away for a little while. It's good to pull yourself back. All right, we're at like 22 and a half minutes, and I think we've exhausted all opinions, unless you have something else.
No.
I mean, I'm obligated to do this show tomorrow.
Yeah, you have fun with that. I don't think I'll be there for that one.
No, I'll try to get...
I think I told you on the last pod that I wasn't going to be here for this pod.
Well, and then you talked me into doing it in my living room.
Well, I'm...
Appreciate
you. I'm a worker, Zach. I don't know about you, but I work. That's what I do.
For Tim Fakelis, at TimFakelis, I am Zachary Bennett, at Zachary BD. This has been Locked On Timberwolves, recorded here from my apartment, just a stone's throw away from TCF Bank Stadium here in Prospect Park. So long.
Rush into Old Navy today for this can't-miss one-day deal. 50% off all Old Navy active for the family. Get the workout wear you need at a huge 50% off one day only today. Hurry in or miss out at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 10/20, select styles only, excludes in-store clearance.